This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. People arrested in Colorado are ensured a hearing before a judge within 48 hours after being arrested, even if that means it has to happen on a weekend or holiday. That's under a new law taking effect this week. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Many larger jurisdictions already held weekend hearings, but this law expands the practice statewide. It was opposed by many rural district attorneys who warned it will result in unpaid overtime for their staff. To make things easier, the state is providing some grant funding to cover the increased personnel costs. It's also hiring bond hearing officers who can conduct hearings remotely. Backers of the new law argued that even a few days in jail waiting for a bond hearing can result in lost jobs and major life disruptions. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Representative Ken Buck is urging President Biden to expand his plans to address a national housing shortage to rural communities. Buck's district is the largely rural Eastern Plains, and he says housing is a top issue for residents. In a letter, Buck says he appreciates Biden's attention to the issue, but reminds him that, quote, cities are not the only places that lack housing for everyday Americans. Wildlife fencing is going up along a stretch of I-25 near Castle Rock, where a woman struck an elk and was killed. CPR's Claire Cleveland has more.
The 18-year-old woman hit an elk on an early January morning. She got out of her car and was hit and killed by another car. At least 12 people were injured in the incident. Officials came up with a plan to install 16 miles of wildlife fencing on the east and west sides of I-25 between Lone Tree and Castle Rock. They hope it will prevent wildlife vehicle collisions. A mitigation system between Silverthorne and Kremling led to a 90% decrease. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
This is CPR and KRCC.